just something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Rock Wars, which hasn't been a thing for a few weeks, is back right now. And we're supposed to, this is an odd thing you bring up because my topic is 4th of July related. But Eric just brought up a point that we're supposed to be recording these promos for 4th of July, staying safe, don't text and drive, right? That's what we're doing,
yeah.
Don't text and drive thing. And some of the things that are written for us say, hey, while you're out partying this weekend, I'm like, you can't go out and party. You're not going out and partying.
I'm not using that line.
You're not going to throw that one out. Hey, well, you guys are out with all your friends lighting fireworks. What are you, burn the goddamn state down? Knock it off. Sit down, shut up, and enjoy your freedom by not leaving your house.
Freedom!
No! Keep your freedom inside. Like a 5x5 space. Don't breathe on anybody. Don't look at anybody. And stay away from the fireworks. You're going to burn the goddamn state down. Oh, it might rain tomorrow, which means it'll start itself on fire with lightning.
Drink at home like a normal person.
Drink it like a normal American. Pile in
two
your ranch
a day.
Your ranch gummies and throw in your beer. That's what we do. Freedom. But yeah, so we can't read those. We need a theme song for this year's 4th of July. It's a weird time. So I think a theme song for your freedoms as they apply in 2020, you know, not necessarily a patriotic thing. That kind of goes with just something that, you know, encompasses your freedoms today. When all the bars and restaurants are closing up and everything else, and all your freedoms are limited to basically going into your kitchen and then trying to avoid your kids. I think that's basically your freedoms. That's it right now. That's your pursuit of happiness. It's been whittled down to that. But a good 2020 July 4th, Super Independence Freedom Song. That kind of encapsulates this year's July 4th. If you want to help out, 585-9800, a good one there. You can text 97936 or email Holmberg at 98kupd.com. Give us your suggestions. Rock Wars, 4th of July for 2020 theme song. It's 98kupd.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98kupd.
It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy known as Rock Wars, and this week's theme, of course, July the 4th, 2020. It's an entirely different one for pretty much every generation alive right now. We haven't had a July the 4th so awkward and strange probably since maybe World War II. We might have had a couple that were a little bit, you can't eat that, you can't have that kind of stuff, where they were rationing things. I mean, that's the last time I can remember anything even being, maybe they didn't even on July 4th. I don't know what they did, but it's been a while. So a very odd July 4th faces us, especially here in Arizona as we go through another kind of wave of what's open, what's closed bars. However, we still have to celebrate it somehow, and we can't leave the house, and don't text and drive. In fact, don't drive. That should be our policy. Just don't drive. Don't go anywhere. Why are you going somewhere, Mr. Celebrating Freedom all over the place? Celebrate it at home. Tightly locked into a space. That's how I celebrate freedom. Small cages. And it's time now to find out what songs we have for this year's 4th of July to celebrate away. Eric, let's start with you.
All right, let's do it. This 4th of July is a lot different than the ones in the past, obviously. And I've come to realize that, you know, being at home, just, you know, thinking about things, what's going on in the world, makes you a little crazy sometimes.
Sure. Makes you think of pigeons or your mom.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been like watching documentaries, looking into Buddhism a little bit, mindfulness,
sure,
calming influences, trying to figure out a way to
Who
stay
are
calm.
You?
No, this
I know
this is going to be hilarious when a Buddhist snaps.
It's a
when he gets kicked out of Buddhism for being an asshole.
Man,
that's going to be great.
Trying to find ways to improve myself. Toledo.
I'm sorry, Eric.
That's great.
You must go,
brother Eric. You have to go. No one here can stand you.
I realize I have a problem.
You drink it too much.
And I'm trying to find answers during this crappy time.
I break a silence of 20 years to tell you to please off immediately.
And now I've been kicked out.
And now I have to go. But it's worth it to save the whole thing.
So the song I chose, the lyrics go, all I needed was the last thing I wanted, to sit alone in a room. And being alone in a room a lot lately, and I think 4th of July would probably be about the same. I'll drink a little bit.
You're not alone. Your mom's there.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
In the form of the rug mites.
Asking Alexandria alone in a room.
You don't want silverfish. Mom's eating a pad out from under the carpet.
Assholes everywhere.
Asking Alexandria.
This is our friend, right? He lives right up the street.
Right up the road.
Hey, by the way, it's Ben from the Axing Alexandrias. Don't text and drive this weekend. Congratulations for freedom from us.
It's a great, I like this song.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And what's it called? Alone in My Room?
Alone in a Room, Asking okay. Alexandria.
There you go. All right, there you go. I like that. Well done. Brady?
Well, I see this 4th of July, fire is a brewing. The, I mean, the people are going to be out front of their house. They're not going to go anywhere, but they're going to light fireworks off.
That's you.
So the theme song, no, I can't.
You're not allowed out in front of your house.
Unless they can DoorDash fireworks.
What are you going to do for 4th of July?
Sit alone in a room.
Oh, this is rough.
In my house by myself and look out and watch the fires. I went with Prodigy Firestarter.
There you go. Yeah, can't disagree with that.
Hey.
Stay off the roads. Give the fire trucks room.
Yeah, that's true. We're a tinderbox. And you dumb boomies that want to light up the front yard for the sound. Oh, okay. I like that one. Well done. Yeah, that could be the big problem here.
Hopefully not.
Looking past the COVID and the limited freedoms, Brady is burning the state down for the 4th of July. I did it as a new national anthem because it was mentioned a couple days ago on the show that if we had a new national anthem because they were talking about getting rid of it, what would it be? And I believe two people on the show, me not one of them, screamed out Andrew W.K.'s Party in the USA or whatever the hell that song's called.
Oh, no, that's
Party
Miley
Hard.
Cyrus?
No, Miley Cyrus. Well, it's Party Hard is what it's called. So I figured, why not? We'll just make Party Hard.
Oh, I thought you wanted the Miley.
Oh, we'll do the Miley then. Okay. I'm fine with both of them. I think they're the same song.
I think they might be.
Yeah, Party in the USA is what I sent you. And I'm like, is that Andrew W.K.? I don't know.
It's, oh, man.
I don't care. And that's
he sits right next to you.
I know.
Can ask him.
I text him. That's my theme. My theme is, I don't care. What is it, Miley Cyrus? Okay.
What the hell?
Yeah. And the Jay-Z song is on.
Stop and skip it up, stop.
And it's mindless and it doesn't matter like everything else in the world right now.
My 9-year-old's really excited
right
now.
Put it in my hands like it.
Well, they're the future. Teach them how to stay in cages.
Party in the USA.
That's right. It's the USA, you are having a party. And the only thing that can shut that thing down faster is listening to Miley Cyrus to get me back in my goddamn house. She's not going to smoke weed anymore. You hear that?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, no, you know what? Because she had...
She was stopping drinking, too, and all.
Well, no, her throat blew up. She had to have surgery
because
she smokes too much, and it's wrecking her voice, which I didn't think was that good to begin with. Might help. Might cause some sort of Bonnie Raitt rasp. Make her good. Yeah, nothing matters anymore. Throw on the Miley Cyrus and make everybody go inside. It's over. John Gordon, I'll leave it up to you right now. You can pick a winner right now. We're running late.
Hello?
JG, oh, I'm sorry.
Is
go
this
ahead.
Thing on?
John Gordon.
Hello?
There you are.
Birthday boy.
This is an easy win for Eric.
You like Eric?
Solid choice, Eric. Yeah. Solid choice.
Well, that's because you're friends with Ben.
Yeah, Ben's a buddy of mine,
that's
so
right.
I got to pick him.
John Gordon and Ben are good friends, aren't they? John, when's the last time I took you out to dinner?
It's been a while.
Has it been a little bit? It's because I'm famous. And you're not.
Your wife is a total sweetheart.
Well, yeah, for now, right. But I'm going to tell her to stop, you know, lounging about with the likes of you. I like you.
Everybody
but,
loves JG.
Come on. But eventually, you know, you get tired of paying. You start hanging out with people who can, you know, foot the bill, as it were. I like you. Don't text and drive. That's as far as a friendship needs to be. We'll get through this together without John Gordon.
All right, Asking Alexandria it is. You got it ready, Richard?
No, I'll get it in.
Get it ready, Richard. I know. I don't want to do it. Yeah, last night my apathy kicked in a huge way. Gigantic. I was talking to Neandermark.
Which one is that? When you say Neandermark,
Mark.
That's
Neandermark. Yeah, there's Neanderthal and Neandermark.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's the Neander shows, Neander twins. Neander twin powers activate. Form of KSLX Morning. But I was shocked at how much interest he took, and we passed each other in the hall, and I'm like, how you doing? And he said, good. And he said, actually, I'm not that good. And I'm like, me neither. I said, I've gotten so apathetic. And he goes, what do you mean? And so I'm like, oh, I'm in it. I'm in it.
Here we go.
So I said, I don't know. I feel like I'm on a pillar, and there's lava underneath me. And normally I have a place to jump, and right now I have to wait for another pillar to grow up to tell me where to jump, and it's frustrating. And he goes, that's an interesting way to put it. You're hopeless. And I'm like, yeah, I am. I feel thanks, Neandermark. See ya.
Nice interaction.
Yeah, it was good. I like Neandermark. He's a good guy. We had a game the other day on my text of how many things we could say about, like not bad things, but like Neanderthal jokes, you know?
Wait. You and Mark?
No. Well, yeah, I'll say, yeah, for the sake of the interest here, yes. It was someone else. But somebody said Neanderthal, and he said, when's the last time you ever took advice from that guy on your life? And I started laughing. And then he said, I said, at one time, when my grandma was cold, he offered his Neanderthal. And then he said, oh, yeah. He said, I remember that Anthony Hopkins movie, Legends of Neanderthal. And then it was, remember we used to listen to Oasis and stuff. One of my favorite songs was Wonderpal.
This could go forever.
Yeah. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this Neanderthal. It's pretty great. We had a good time. And then we had he got interrupted. We were on the phone together, and somebody called from a Neanderthal center and had to. It was bad. It never ended. It was, I'm looking at him now, it's probably 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours of going back and forth with those silly jokes. But it was fun. All right, let's do it. Congratulations. Eric wins with Ben and his best friend John Gordon's song. They wrote it together while they were alone in a room. It's today's Rock Wars winner. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.